Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Andy's back at home and joining us again. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with writer Dean Weingarten back in the familiar confines of Yuma. How you doing, sir?
I am doing well.
Yeah? So let's talk about this. Let's go to this article. 96%. This is where they're trying to say that the biggest cause of death for children is not... And they're conflating a whole lot of data with this, but this happens more than auto accidents and other things, and it's quite misleading. So tell me about what you found.
Well, the statistic that's being thrown about is they're saying that guns cause death, which is misleading at the start. It's not the guns causing death, it's people using them. And they're saying that guns cause more deaths than automobiles do. For a particular group of people, which is children and teens. Well, that includes 18 and 19-year-olds. 18 and 19-year-olds are no longer children in our society. And they are the biggest single group in this group of people that they put together to try to make it sound like there's this epidemic of deaths caused by firearms, when they're not caused by firearms, they're committed with firearms. There's a big difference. Nearly all the deaths that you see, they're concerned with powered vehicles, happen in automobile accidents. I mean, or at least motor vehicle accidents.
Right.
Obviously, motorcycles are in there, and trucks, and there's going to be a few that I don't think they're included there if they're a boating injury, but they are motor vehicle. But I think these are land motor vehicles generally. And it's misleading. I mean, because all of those, almost all, there's going to be a few suicides, there'll be a few homicides with motor vehicles. But most of them are unintentional, that is, they're accidents. If somebody makes a mistake, hits a person, drives into another vehicle, drives off a cliff, whatever. Lots of ways that you can be killed in a motor vehicle accident. But the vast majority of incidents with firearms and fatalities involving firearms are intentional shooting. There's a huge difference between trying to prevent an unintentional death and trying to prevent an intentional shooting, an intentional killing. And of these, this group, because I use the same age group, getting numbers from the CDC, there is a website, a database for the Center for Disease Control called WISCARS, WISQARS. And the WISCARS database allows you to present queries to it. You structure the query in the database. You can ask for age groups. You can ask for causes, or you can ask for firearms related. You can ask for intentional, well, actually all firearms, and then you can ask for homicides. You can ask for suicides, and you can ask for unintentional, which are accidents. accidents are a tiny little percentage. So for people between the ages of 0 and 19, of which the CDC says there's about 82 million, 81.6, 81.25 million of those in the United States, of the deaths, about 4,000 are from intentional purposes, that is, homicide and suicide.
Right.
And 100 to 117 in 2019 and 149 in 2020 were unintentional. That is, they were accidents. So in this tiny little percentage, it comes out to over 96%. Are intentional. And most of those, well, two-thirds of those, are homicides. That is, somebody decided to kill someone, shot them, and killed them. And then about 30% are suicides, where somebody decided to kill themselves. So that's also an intentional killing. Now, if you put airbags, and you make the roads safer, and you put, locking devices on cars, you can prevent accidents. You can at least aid in the prevention of accidents. And there's a number of other things you can do. But it's a different concept from trying to prevent intentional killing. And what we see with homicides and with suicides, is there is a simple substitution of methods. When you make one method harder to use, the people who wish to do the killing change to other methods. And with the change to other methods, you don't see any significant change in either the homicide rate or the suicide rate. And we've looked at a number of different countries that impose strong measures on restricting firearms, and you don't see the homicide rate or the suicide rate change significantly over many countries. And if you look at one of the primary countries they cite is Australia. But when they cite the Australian statistics, if you watch carefully, you will notice a very odd thing. They only talk about firearms deaths, that is, deaths that were accomplished with firearms. That is called lying with statistics. Because if you only look at firearms, you don't see the substitution effect. And if the number of homicides or the rate of homicides is the better way to look at it, essentially remains the same, you haven't accomplished anything. All you have done is have the people who want to commit homicide switch from one method to another. In Australia, the major switch seems to have been between a relatively small number of people committing suicide with firearms to the same number of people committing suicide by hanging, or to single vehicle collisions. In other words, got one person in a vehicle, they veer into traffic and go headlong into another vehicle, that'd be double, more than one vehicle, but often these would be veering into a concrete pillar, veering into a large tree, going off a cliff, that type of situation. Those things are easily done if you wish to commit suicide. So that's what you see, is greater single vehicle.
Let me get you to hold up right there. We'll pick this up on the other side. This is at amoland.com, along with 2,200 plus other articles that Dean has written. This is the latest. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. And we were just talking about how they conflate data and try to drum up, gin up some sort of emotional response out of you by telling you a bunch of falsehoods. And you were saying, sir?
I was saying that the way that they often claim that there's an effect on reducing homicides is they only talk about homicides which involve firearms. And in the U.S., that's roughly two-thirds of the homicides, but in other countries, it's a much smaller amount. And when you only look at homicides involving firearms, you miss any substitution effect. And what we see is when countries or states attempt to restrict firearms, you may get a reduction in homicides with firearms, but that's made up with homicides by other methods. And it turns out that when people want to commit homicides, they easily change from firearms to something else. And one of the things that probably happens, especially in the United States, is that if you make firearms harder to get, the people who have a harder time getting them then have a harder time defending themselves. So that offsets the idea that firearms are easier to kill with. They're also easier to defend with. So the people who want to commit homicide, and overwhelmingly homicides are committed by men, which tend to be bigger and stronger, contrary to whatever reports you want to believe, than women. So if you have bigger, stronger assailants, it's fairly easy for them to commit homicide with things like clubs or knives, blunt objects. So there is a potential offset effect there. And what we see is you just don't see changes in the rate of homicides when there's strict regulation of firearms. It just doesn't happen. It's not there. It's not real. You may see a reduction in homicides committed with firearms, but even that tends to be relatively small and hard to sift out from all the data. Now, we know how to reduce the homicide rate. It's just very hard to do so. When you have a system which is trusted by the population, such as what has historically happened in the United States and in parts of Europe and in Japan, when people believe that justice will be done by the criminal justice system, the homicide rates drop. And this is for a couple of reasons. One is there's usually a very small number of people who are actually willing to commit homicide. And if they believe the justice system is effective, they're less willing to do so. And two, the people inside communities are willing to point out who they believe the murderers are. So you have much more cooperation with the criminal justice system if people believe it works. And one of the reasons that the homicide rates are going up in the United States, especially in the big cities, mostly controlled by leftists, Democrats, whatever, is people are continually told the criminal justice system is illegitimate and doesn't work. So why would you cooperate with a system that is illegitimate and doesn't work? I mean, there's reasons you could cooperate, but they don't necessarily mean that you reduce the homicide rate. You might want to cooperate with other systems to get a favor or to believe that you would be protected if you were part of the system. But that doesn't mean that the homicide rates go down. It just means the system is corrupt. And corrupt systems tend to have much higher homicide rates. Although you can't always trust that because, again, if the system is corrupt, how do you trust the numbers? How do you trust the information you're putting out when they lie all the time? And that's part of the problem we're facing in the U.S. People less and less are willing to trust the system or believe the numbers that are put out by the system. So what we see with the CDC, it's purely an emotional, it's an argument based on emotion that says, oh, look, more people are being killed, more children, although they conflate children up to 19, are being killed by guns. Notice they misuse the English language to say they are being killed by guns rather than with guns, than motor vehicle accidents. And people know that motor vehicle accidents are a relatively high level of risk for children. So they say, oh, this is terrible. We have to put on the same kind of regulations we have on motor vehicles as we have on guns. That's the conflation. Of course, if that were actually true, you know, people at the age of 16 would be able to get a gun license and use it across the United States, in all states, and be accepted. But that's not what they're really seeing. It's all a big flim-flam, gaslighting, false arguments to try to get people to vote the way they want. And if you're not seriously involved in looking at the numbers, you won't catch the lies.
Well, I'm sure somebody's going to come out and look at those numbers and do a breakdown of those 18, 19, and you know where these children are that are dying because gang members.
They're large numbers. Large numbers of them are gang members.
Yeah,
63% of those are homicides.
Yeah.
They're murders. I mean, there are a few justified homicides in there. There's some, and there's some that aren't legitimately called justified homicides, and there are a few law enforcement killings. But of the intentional ones, of all of them at 63%, of the intentional ones, it's two-thirds. Two-thirds of those children and teenagers are homicides, intentional killings of another person by a person. And then 30% of that, of the intentional ones, are suicides. That actually, it comes up to 96% of the total. There's a small category that I should mention of unknown intent. Unknown intent is about 0.2%, 90 out of 4,000. And so it changes the numbers a little bit. But what I do is you just ignore it. It's unknown, so there's no reason to include it in the statistics.
Right.
Very likely the proportions are roughly the same as the known ones, which are overwhelming. I mean, the known ones are like 99.8% of all of them.
Right.
So you just ignore, take out those small numbers, unknowns, and you get the numbers I mentioned. I have the actual.
Well, hold on right there. We'll get to the actual numbers then. When we get back, this article, like I said, it was published today. Or 13, or whatever day, the 13th. And it is at amoland.com with 2,200 plus other articles that Dean has. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective with confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. House Democrats say it's not surprising Donald Trump could soon be facing a federal indictment in the special counsel's investigation into the Capitol riot.
Time and time again, our focus was to seek the truth and to make sure that there's accountability.
Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar said he appreciates the work of the Justice Department. The former president revealed today he received a letter telling him he's a target in the criminal investigation for his efforts to stay in power after losing the 2020 election. Retail sales rose slightly in June. The Commerce Department says retail sales were up 0.2% last month. However, that is less than was anticipated. Mexico's not thrilled with Texas' floating border wall. The incoming foreign minister has written a letter warning that it's likely a violation of the U.S.-Mexican water treaty, which covers the Rio Grande. The Texas governor reportedly did not seek permission before deploying the technology. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. We've been talking about this. They're trying to stack a study. Is this conflation of data is something they've done, but is this a new take on this, a new presentation?
Really took off in the last year or so.
Right.
And we have the numbers. I mean, there's a lag in the data. You don't always get the numbers included from the last year or the last couple of years. And I think that they really started pushing this in 2020 as the numbers for 2020 are available. I haven't seen numbers that were in the CDC database that were later than that. So those are the numbers I'm using. And I have the actual numbers. I just looked up my notes so that I could give them to you. This is extra special stuff that wasn't included in the article. So for 2020, unknown intent, there were 90. The homicide total was 2,811. Suicide was 1,293. And legal intervention was 25. And the unintentional were 149. This is for the ages of people 0 to 19 years old. And then for the 2019, which I looked at because the numbers jumped up in 2020, and that's what they said. That's when they made their claim. Well, look, for the first time, more people killed, and they, like I said, misuse the English language and say buy guns. Of course, the guns didn't jump up and kill somebody. Somebody was using them, so it was killed with guns, not by guns, but that's what they say. In 2019, the numbers were lower. The unknown intent was 64. Homicide, 2,042. So this is a huge jump up in homicide. Almost over 770 increase in homicide from 19 to 20, 2019 to 2020. And then suicide in 2019 was 1,167. Now it jumped up a bit, but not as much as homicide. It went to 1,293. And then legal intervention went from 19, very small number, in 2019 to 25. Again, pretty small number. And the unintentional in 2019 were 119. So you see, it's unintentional, a very small percentage, about 3.5% in both years. Just not a significant, very significant number when you compare the unintentional deaths with motor vehicles, which is somewhere in the about 4,000 or so. I don't have the exact number here, but it's fairly high. So they're comparing apples to railroad ties or whatever. They're not making a fair comparison. And they're just using it to try to convince people to support more regulation of guns. I mean, it's a classic propaganda piece. It's not logical. It's not rational. It's not based on facts. It's just propaganda. And that's where we have, that's where we've ended up. So, and it isn't, you know, you have to find this stuff. You won't find it listed in most of the articles that talk about this. They don't even mention much where their numbers come from. But you can go to the Center for Disease Control, WISCARS, WISQARS database. It's not that easy to find. And then you have to figure out how to use it, which, of course, I'm familiar with it because I've been using it for years. And then you can do the queries and you get the numbers. So there's no question that these are the numbers that the CDC reports. It's just that it seems as if they are making it harder and harder to find them. And I think it's for political purposes, but I can't prove that, of course. It's an impossibility to prove unless you get somebody at the CDC saying, well, we don't think the public should have easy access to these numbers because they might misinterpret them for political reasons or something. So that's,
well, if they weren't conflating data, right? I mean, if they went by... See, there's a lot of the FBI's got a lot of issues, but one thing they do is I think they sort of characterize things correctly in their uniform crime report when it's complete.
Here's something you may not realize.
Oh.
They are no longer putting out the uniform crime report.
Well, I know they revised it.
They have completely, the numbers are no longer available to the public. They have a completely different data set now. They don't have the categories they used to have. Let's see, what do they call it? I don't have the name on the tip of my head. But they, oh, yes, incident-based reporting. So the old reports that used to be available in the CDC, like how many homicides did you have, you know, how many were of domestic, how many were with what weapon, that's all gone. You can't get that anymore, not easily. You can get the old FBI uniform crime reports up through 2020. They're in a database that some researchers put together.
Right.
And the database is, you know, was available from public records, so people have saved it. And I think you can still get there to those earlier years online. But the incident-based reporting is far different, and from what I see, it's much harder to find out what you want to find out. It appears to me, and this is my interpretation.
Right.
It appears to me that they have made it difficult to use specifically to mislead the public. In other words, we want the public to look at the data this way. So we'll make it easy to look at the data this way, but we don't want them to look at it some other way, so we make it hard to look at the other way. Because you can't get in and actually dig into the nitty-gritty details, which you could do much more easily with the uniform crime report. So my interpretation is, and I think this happened over the Obama administration, and I think it was continued in the Trump administration. I doubt that President Trump even knew that the process was taking place because he was so opposed by the people in the administrative bureaucracies. But they did away with the Uniform Crime Report as such, and they've gone to incident-based reporting, which is different. So you no longer can get at that data for years beyond it. I'm going from memory. I think 2020 is the last year you have the data. It might be 2019. And I'm working on getting I have somebody who is who specializes in these large databases and in ways to get data out of them, of which I have to say, in the particular type of database here, I am not expert at. And I can get some data out of it, but for me, it's labor-intensive. So I have found someone who's expert at it, and I hope that in the next few months, he'll be able to set it up so that we can get data out in ways and look at data that has not been traditionally looked at from the FBI UCR, since we now have access to the whole database.
Hold on for me for your one last break before the weekend and everything else. This article is at amilan.com, the biggest website of its type on the planet. Dean is the most prolific writer, which makes him the biggest writer of his type on the planet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last time on the firing line, and we're speaking with Dean Weingarten. There's so much data coming out of this one thing. I keep having to hold him up on it. Let's finish this up if we can do it in the time we have allotted, shall we, sir?
Sure. I think we've covered the 96% intentional pretty well, and the title pretty much says it all. There's a huge difference between intentional acts and unintentional acts. Most motor vehicle fatalities are unintentional. Most fatalities involving firearms are intentional by a huge margin. 96%+ are intentional involving firearms. And I've previously written, and there's a link in the article, that we've reduced the unintentional deaths with firearms by an enormous amount from 1932, I think is the date that I have a good number for, until recently the number of unintentional fatalities has remained fairly steady in about less than 500 a year altogether. And that is only about 6% of the rate of unintentional firearm fatalities that existed in the 1930s, about 1932. So we have this huge reduction, enormous, any reduction of 96% in the rate of fatal firearm accidents. That's the best way to put it. And very few people give credit. I mean, that's an enormous reduction. We have not reduced the number of fatal motor vehicle accidents anywhere near as much. And yet they crow about how much we've reduced motor vehicle accidents. And most of the reduction in firearm accidents have not come from government regulation. There's been a little bit, mostly through lawsuits, that some models that were prone to firing without intention, like if they were dropped, have pretty much been taken off the market. And some companies that had firearms that could fire unintentionally, say when a safety was released, have been taken off the market, redesigned. But there's this enormous drop in the number of fatal firearms accidents over the last, 90 years. Huge. And it's not talked about much. So you have two things. One is the silence of the media on the enormous progress that was made by private individuals mostly, and with the aid of organizations like the NRA and the National Shooting Sports Foundation. Also, I'd have to say with many hunting groups in reducing fatal firearms accidents by huge amounts. And then you have the push to try to conflate fatal firearm accidents with homicides and suicides, and the claim that we can reduce homicide and suicide by regulating firearms, which is just absurd. And you have this push for things. How do you get a claim that reducing the magazine capacity to 10 is going to reduce the suicide rate? It's absurd.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Or that if you put in saying that firearms have to be locked up, there are a few children that maybe can't figure out how to get at a locked firearm, but most of the firearms homicides happen with people already have those firearms illegally. And you just aren't going to reduce those numbers much. It hasn't happened in other countries. It's not going to happen here. And one of the big things that happens, or that we see, is people who use firearms illegally mostly have them, own them illegally. And they get them from places other than the ordinary market. Well, if they are willing to violate the laws, it's unlikely that they're going to follow the law on storing the firearm locked up. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
And it's intentional. It's not something that happens just willy-nilly, randomly. There is intent involved, and human intent has meaning. Otherwise, nothing makes any sense. If we just say that everything is predestined, which is a philosophy out there, then why ever try to change anything? Because it's all going to happen anyway. But if human will means something, then the willingness to kill, the desire to kill, has significance. And just removing firearms from the equation, there doesn't appear to be any significant data indicating that will make a difference. I mean, people who want to get rid of firearms.
Well, you know, but that's a pie in the sky thing. That's like me getting out there saying I want to fly.
Exactly. It appeals to it. I often say this. I don't know. I should work on making it pithier. But there is a simple solution to every difficult problem. But that simple solution is false. It doesn't work. You can always find a simple solution. Well, if we just got rid of the guns, then the homicide rate would fall. Well, first off, it's impossible to get rid of the guns. And second, the homicide rate doesn't fall. It's just not true. We can look at the empirical evidence. And a scientist actually looks at evidence. They don't just run computer models. They don't just create a numbers racket to make it appear that something exists which isn't real. And a real scientist by nature, by the definition of being a scientist, look at data. And the data shows us that restricting firearms doesn't reduce homicide rates or suicide rates.
Especially that magazine capacity thing. That's the...
Yes. And there's ways that, you know, if you want to prove something, it's called selection bias. You only select the numbers that support your case. You select the data that supports your case. And then there's a bias based on what you want to see. Bias based on what you expect. You are much more likely to see things that you want to see than to see things you don't want to see. So you tend to look at a subject and say, oh, well, that happened, and that's what I expect, therefore it's real. And so then you only select that stuff that you believe supports your case, and it doesn't have to be intentional and conscious. People tend to do that unintentionally and unconsciously. It's a very difficult problem to overcome in science, but scientists are trained to overcome it. Unfortunately, we have a willing media that that suffers from the same kind of biases, and they will say, oh, this guy says he's a scientist, and he says this happened, therefore it must be true, because I like what he says. But if you have another scientist with equally good credentials, maybe better, and he says, no, that's not the way things work, he'll disregard his efforts and his intentions because they don't like the result. And it's a serious problem, but people who are looking for truth can spot it and can see that's what's happening. And it's really been exacerbated when we have a one-sided media that reports what they want to hear and silences what they don't want to hear.
Well, we have run out of time, Dean. Let's do this again next week, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
Very good.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Thanks for joining us. Catch all of Dean's stuff. All of Dean's stuff, you can find his written word at amaland.com. That's where most of it goes. A lot of it gets reprinted in other places. But 2,200 plus other articles waiting for you right now today. Each and every one of these poignant, timeless, worth a read, and very informative, very deep dives, a lot of stats, statistics, a lot of investigative reporting. Me, I'll be back next week. Between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Garen Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.